G's Sport Report.
Yes, on this glorious Monday, we're 1 month into this cracking rugby league season, and the top four looks a lot different to what was expected pre-season. Brisbane Broncos top spot on 8 points. They're looking awesome. Manly are in second spot with the real surprise packets of this season's NRL, the Dolphins and Warriors rounding out a very unlikely top four. In one of the most open competitions that I can ever remember, there is much to complain about except maybe getting these blatantly forward passes sorted out as soon as possible. A couple of bell ringers on the weekend, which we just got to have a look at. The technology's got to be there. It's hard to find fault in a season that has already delivered in truckloads. While we're on rugby league, St. George Illawarra Dragons. You must make a decision on your coach before the season implodes beyond repair. Either tell Hook Griffin he's going to be your coach beyond this season or tell him now that his services are no longer wanted. The way in which the Dragons have started this season mirrors their ongoing saga for the top job at Cogra. Telling your current coach he must reapply for his current coaching position isn't the stamp of approval on Hook Griffin's tenure. And while we're talking about young guns coming through, Joseph Suaalii has signed a 3-year, $1.6 million a season contract with the Australian Rugby Union. He will put bums on seats, but as the Hectic Cheese said, $1.6 million for a winger won't help you beat the All Blacks. Good point. But well, I wish him all the best. He's a great young kid. He'll be back in rugby league within 3 seasons and rugby union. How about looking after your grassroots for once? My goodness.
Now it's Cleary. He's got time. He's shooting. Oh, no. He's got it off. It's magnificent. He has got it.
Wow.
He is a master.
My goodness.
Nathan Cleary, 43 metres out on an angle, has tied the game. It comes now to Moses. He shoots. Yes. He's got it. Rugby League in 2023 just keeps delivering. That's phenomenal.
Milford with the ball. Grab a kick. Ball loose on the deck. Picked up and Stags is away. Stags is up under the 20. Still going Stags. Over the 40. He's over the 50. Stags is away. Tony Stags will win the game. The Broncos are home.
Good night.
An intercept. Good night. Valentine Holmes won. 100 metres.
Josh Aloye's dropped the ball and invited the Rabbitohs right back into this one. Comes back to Ilias. Ilias shakes the kick and he's kicked it in golden point extra time. Rabbitohs 13, Manly 12.
Comes to Johnson.
Oh. Dummy Gutsu scores! Sean Johnson right there. We see the attacking Johnson put the Warriors back in front in moments.
The Warriors have won their third game.
16 points to 14.
There's Nico Hines in support. Will Kennedy is on his inside. Oh, gets the Iranian in there. And the Sharks have gone 100 metres.
40 points to 8.
It is all happening, big fella. We are 4 rounds in.
Yep.
As the dust starts to settle and the smoke clears, what are you making of it? It's been a cracking start to the season.
Mickey, I honestly can't remember a season like it. Yep. I think a lot of it has to do with the Dolphins and their inclusion and why and how they've gone so well so quick. A lot of people didn't predict it. A lot of people thought they'll be lucky to win 3 or 4 games this year. Well, they've already won 3.
Well, it feels like they've established a traditional rivalry already. Having played one game against the Broncos.
Yeah, and they'll decimate it as well. They've got play. This is where they're going to be tested, the Dolphins, because they've got, out of that first month, they've got suspensions and injury, especially to O'Sullivan, their playmaker, who's going to be out for most of the year with a torn pec.
Yeah.
So that's a big blow to them. But I think if you're looking at teams that have like really surprised this year,
yes.
They're one of them.
They'd be
Dolphins,
one.
Dolphins, obviously. Yeah. The Broncos, who have won 4 from 4, we knew they were going to be better, but they look really good with Reece Walsh at fullback. And I think the Warriors yesterday showed that they are a new team under Coach Webster. The two assistant coaches yesterday for Penrith for the last few years,
yes.
Serraldo and Webster, coached against each other in New Zealand. And the attacking coach got the better of the defensive coach. So well done to them.
All right. What about teams that are disappointed so far?
Well, you've got to say the Tigers. They're none of 4. They've got to sort out their spine. At the moment, you know, they've got they look good at some times. Then they look like they haven't played with each other for 5 years. It's just amazing. The Raiders, who are on the bottom of the table, only won one from their first four games. The Dragons, for mine at the moment, are one of them teams who their coach doesn't know where he's going to be.
Yeah.
Because they want him to reapply for the position. That's Hook Griffin. And their players are playing like that. Their players need some certainty in their lives. At the moment, they look at their coach who's giving them their last instructions before a contest, and they know that he's not probably going to be there next year. So make it the Dragons.
They're not buying in.
The Dragons hierarchy, you've got to make a decision, and they've got to make it now.
All right. Well, speaking of players, your best players of the first 4 weeks, any team, throw them up.
Payne Haas is probably the player of the first month, the big front row for the Brisbane Broncos, also New South Wales front rower. I think Tino Fasua-Mala-Awi from the Titans has been just as effective for this team. He's been really, really good. Then you've got a couple of guys who I think Karaz, the winger for the Dogs, has been fantastic. Was leading the Dally M's up until this week. And then the Hammer, Hammerside Tabby Waifido for the Dolphins. I thought he was really good in a beaten side on the weekend. So 1 month in. Lots have been happening, but all we know, one thing I do know is that the rugby league we're seeing this year has gone up a couple of cogs.
I'm going to take your word for most of that in regard to the players. I was with you till you got to the players. Oh, I'm nodding along like I know what you're talking about.
Well, your knowledge is getting a lot better because some of the texts you sent me about the forward passes and stuff, you're right on the money.
We might get to my new segment shortly.
Oh, I hope so. We've got an opener for it.
I have been studying. I am trying.
Yeah, I know
I'm watching a bit of it.
Bloody oath you are.
Yeah, some of it's beyond me.
And I think the fact that you're being overt about it is the best thing about it, too, because it's a pretty technical thing. If I went to Melbourne and done a breakfast show, it would be taking me ages to get the au fait with the AFL.
Indeed, but you'd get there in the end. I'd like to debut a new segment quickly. This is what I rang you up about. look, full disclosure, I'd had a couple.
Yeah.
And I've been badgering you to death with questions about rugby league.
Yep.
Because your Yoda-like advice is very important to me.
Yep.
So I thought, bugger it. Instead of ringing you personally, we may as well just sort it out.
On air.
On air with my new segment, I Know Nothing About Rugby League, But.
Oh, they've butchered one.
Oh, no, referee's seen a forward pass.
I don't know shit about
rugby league.
I know nothing about rugby league, but that's not a forward pass. Manly.
Yep.
What the hell was that?
That was a.
Am I getting that wrong, or
no,
am
you're getting
not
it right?
Understanding the game,
you're getting it right. And there's a couple of them on the weekend that weren't forward, and they're called forward. And there's a couple that are forward, and they didn't get called. It's
who's monitoring that?
Well, it's the touch judge usually. The guy on the sideline with the flag is basically got the best view of, because one of them stands with the defensive line, one stands with the attacking line.
Yeah.
So and the referee's right in the middle. So sometimes it's hard for the referee to pick up a forward pass. So that's why the touch judges are there, but. They're also working on a new concept to put in the ball, like a chip, to see whether the ball flows forward or, you know. Oh.
A chip?
like a they're spending money on trying to get a technique.
A GPS.
A GPS type thing. I don't know. Look, I think that money could be well spent putting back to the juniors. Don't worry about spending millions of dollars trying to put a chip in a ball when you can see with your own eyes.
Well, that touch judge must have been drunker than I was when I was watching it. Can I do one more quickly?
Yeah.
I know nothing about rugby league, but I'm guessing that wasn't Latrell's best field goal attempt.
No.
You mentioned a code hopper, and you don't like this. You tipped this early, and you said this will be a dark day for rugby league if they start pinching our blokes.
I don't mind the fact that he's gone from rugby league, Mickey. It's more so I feel for rugby union juniors, some of them kids over there who have been plying their trade for a long time. And look, Joseph was a junior rugby union player, but to pay $1.6 million, and as you know, Hectic Cheese said on the weekend, a $1.6 million winger won't help you beat the All Blacks. You know, you've got to – what he will do, he'll put bums on seats. He's one of those kids who people gravitate towards. But it's
not going to solve the problems of union.
No, mate.
Which are deeper than that.
Yeah, deeper than Joseph Sewell, are you?
You know, there's kids out there, because I can still remember when we had great union
sides.
Oh. But there's a whole generation out there who's never
experienced
seen a Bledisloe or, you know, Freeway.
I used to watch the ABC game on Channel 2 every weekend. Yeah. Manly and Randwick and Gordon and It was awesome, but no, I wouldn't know who's in the Wallabies at the moment. Maybe one or two players.
Yep, I'm with you.